The move comes after some businesses complained about discrimination. The city has not conducted such a study in at least 15 years, but the law requires one be conducted to support any contract targets the city sets in the future. Minority and women-owned businesses received 8.6% of municipal contracts in 2015. City Councilmember Shannon Hardin sponsored the legislation approved on Monday that will pay $435,000 to Mason Tillman Associates to conduct the study.
This disparity study will analyze city procurement to determine whether there is disparity between the availability of minority and women-owned businesses enterprises and the city's utilization of those businesses. To make sure minority and women-owned businesses are receiving their fair share of city work, we need a strong evidence-based foundation. Community partners such as the NAACP have offered to help the city reach out to inform businesses about the disparity
study. Columbus's Chief Diversity Officer, Steve Francis, says the study will take a year to complete.
There is a timeline that spans over roughly a 12-month period. That's part of the thing that we will review with the community when we have a forum describing the process. But it does entail analysis of city contracting patterns and trends, and also interviews with several business owners in a variety of different types of business pursuits and industries to determine availability, true availability, to match that with the demographics.
Sanjay Dudane is a spokesperson for Halcyon Solutions, an IT consulting firm that does business with several state agencies. He welcomes the Columbus study.
We are minority certified by the state of Ohio, and we are also a small disadvantaged business certified by federal government. But unfortunately, we haven't had any luck doing any work with the city of Columbus.
Columbus last year expanded the legal definition of a minority-owned business from those owned by African Americans to include other groups such as Latinos, Asians, and Native Americans. The Columbus chapter of the NAACP sought the study after the change, but the group says the study will not determine whether businesses owned by members of other minority groups were victims of discrimination prior to the definition change.